Daf, discussing the Gemara Daf Dalet, the Gemara tells us that Yotza Chinam is a reference to Bagrus, and Ein Kosef is Elo Yemei Nargus. The Gemara raises the obvious question that, let the Torah just simply say, the Amma Ivriya secures her Cheirus when she becomes a Nara, and it's not necessary to tell us that's true when she becomes a Bogeres. So Rabbi answers very simply that, Bazeh V'limid Alzeh. That certainly is true, but if the Torah would only tell us one, how did the Pasuk, Yotza Chinam, we only have that Rasha, we would not know necessarily when indeed she goes out. Now that we have the Pasuk in its entirety, we obviously know that that applies when she is in Arna. How do you know that this is true? Bazeh V'limid Alzeh, the Gemara tells us, Midi Tahavi Atosha V'Salchim. Just like when it comes to Parashas Emor, V'ikra Chapeis, Pasuk Yud, the Torah tells us the following. An Eved Ivri of a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. Unlike an Eved Knani. An Eved Knani, yes, is considered to be part of the bayis of the Kohen, Kishoro, Kichamoro, it's an asset, there's Yerusha, and therefore he can go ahead and eat Truma as well. Not true when it comes to an Eved Ivri. Where do you see indeed that this is true? Because the Torah tells us, Toshav, Kohen, Besachir, Lo Yolchal Kodesh. If you're a Toshav of a Kohen, if you're a sachir, you cannot go ahead and partake of truma. So what exactly is this a reference to? A toshav and a sachir? Oh, so the Gemara explains, a toshav means a person who is kani kinyan olam. That means an eved nirtza, who secures his cheiros in yovel. And a sachir is a typical case of avdus of sheish. The Gemara raises the same question. Yomar toshav. Let the pasuk just simply say, the more expansive eved, the eved who serves for decades, who only goes out in yovel, he's not considered to be the bias of the Kohen. And if that's true, it's obviously the case when you're dealing with a sachir where the avdus is so limited. So the Gemara answers that, bazeh v'limeh alzeh. Okay, so tier when it comes to the Nara and the Bogeres. So no doubt that this is something which is a striking chiddush. The Gemara tells us that if the pasuk were to tell me that an eved ivri of a Kohen is not allowed to eat truma, so I would have said the following, ooh, there are two different models. There is an Eved that is Kani Kinyan Olam and goes out in Yovel. There is an Eved which is a Sachir. And I would have said that the Sachir no, but the Toshav yes. The Sachir no and the Toshav yes. Oh, so that's why the Pasuk is necessary to tell me that no, that even the Toshav does not partake of Truma. And if it only said one, I wouldn't have assumed that. I would assume the one that the Torah is emphasizing is that of a Sachir. So no doubt that that's a great Chiddush. We already discussed, right, a couple of times, the Ramban of Tezayin, Kinyan Shamamon, Kinyan Shaliser, and the Ramban writes his Chiddush that, you know what, there are elements of a Kinyan Shamamon, and there are elements of a Kinyan Shaliser when it comes to an Eved Ivri, but it pales compared to an Eved Kanani's Kinyan Shamamon is a Kinyan Gamor. Sometimes you have a Kinyan Lachatzayin, something like Dekala Perosa, that, you know what, that I own this tree, not that I can do whatever I want with it, but rather I can use the peros that it produces, but nothing more. You can have a kinyan mukhlat, a kinyan gamur, you can have a kinyan, which is the chatzayin. When it comes to an Eved Kanani, it's an absolute kinyan gamur. When it comes to Eved Kanani, there is clearly a kinyan shel iser as well. It's a fantastic shift in status when this guy becomes an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani, mila, tfila, gerus. What about when it comes to an Eved Ivri? So the Gemara's language is also meres Eved Ivri gufo kanoi. There's an element of a kinyan. There's an element of a kinyan. And that's why that simply you can't be mochel the services. If I have a worker that's working for me, you know what? I can say, you owe me certain hours, I'm mochel. I'll let go of those hours. You can't have mechila when it comes to an Eved Ivri. Zos meres Eved Ivri gufo kanoi. Mechila is not on a davar shebe'en. Mechila is on a hischaivos, a shibud. If you're chayiv to do this, I can say you're exempt. But if something is mine, a mochel, what does that mean? A mochel. So therefore, the fact that if I say to an eved, you know what, I am mochel, the services that are due to me, that is not considered to be an act of shichur. And that's exactly the statement of the Gemara, zosomeres. You see from that, eved ivri is gufo kanoi. So it is a kinyan lachatzayin of mamon, and the Ramban writes a chiddush. It has an element of a kinyan shaliser as well. Where is the ra'i that there's a kinyan shaliser? Ah, the Ramban, because there's a heter shivcha. There wouldn't be a heter shivcha if there wasn't a kinyan of avdus that manifests itself in Isser V'Heter. If this was just you have to mow my lawn and you owe me certain services, how in the world do you marry a Shivcha? The answer is there's a Kinyan, and the Kinyan expresses itself both in Dina Mamanos as well as in Isser V'Heter. Oh, and that we saw the Tosus Nivamos Nafayim Mabeis. The right's not necessarily true. Maybe one could argue that Heter Shivcha is a function of the Kinyan Shomamon of Oved Esrabo Ben Beyom Ben Belayla. Wow, not Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Engel, Mechosin Yosef, but there are elements of Kinyan, but it is considered to be a Kinyan Lachatzon. That's why you can't eat Truma. After all, Kol Tahor Beveischa, you have a Kinyan Gamor as part of. I understand that you can go ahead and eat Truma. That doesn't apply to an Eved Ivri. And Lachora, it would make sense to assume that, you know what, it doesn't apply to an Eved Ivri, whether he's a Toshav or whether he's a Sachir. It's not a Kinyan Mukhlat, it's not a Kinyan Gamor, and therefore, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Oh, and Argamar tells us the following. That's certainly true. It's certainly true, Lamaskana. But if I didn't have the Pasuk of Toshav Koin V'Sachir Ochal Kodesh, and if I didn't have both phrases in the Pasuk of Toshav and Sachir, I would have said that, you know what, that Din Daraisa, that David Ivri does not partake of Truma, is only true when it comes to a Sachir and not true when it comes to a Toshav. So that's something which is stunning. That means at least in the Havamina, that the difference between a Toshav and a Sachir is not just simply a difference in degree, but it's a difference in kind, no? I would have said, you know, there's an important difference. You know, how long is the avdus? One is relatively short, one potentially can be relatively long. One will last for 6 years, one can last for 45 years. Okay, that's true. But is there a difference in the quality of the avdus? Is there a difference in the shibud of the avdus? Is there a difference in the kinyan of the avdus? I would have said, no, whatever Nivad Ivri is, the Ramban, Tosus, whatever it is, that's true both when it comes to a Toshav and when it comes to a Sachir. All of a sudden, the Gemara says, at least in Hav Amina, that's not true. I would have said that, you know what, the Toshav is like Dino Kerebek Nani, and therefore you can eat Truma, that certainly is not true when it comes to a Sachir. Well, so that's something which is astounding. That means that the quality of the Shibud, the extent of the Kinyan, is something which is so different. And now always the question, no? But Kamash Malon what? Kamash Malon what? Oh, so I have a pasuk that tells me, you know what? That even the Toshav cannot eat. That's always a deal in learning. Now, I have an incredible Havamina. Kamash Malon no. What does no mean? The Havamina is wrong, or let's use an English word, despite. No? Despite the fact that Hanafa is true. That's why I need the Gzeres HaKasu. What I would have said, that there's a fundamental difference between a Toshav and a Sachir, is absolutely true. Is absolutely true. Elamai, that's why the Torah has to go out of its way and says, look, despite the fact that there's a world of difference between a Toshav and a Sachir, it doesn't meet the bar of an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is an asset, Kishor Chamoro. Even if a Toshav is different from a Sachir, it doesn't rise to the Kinyan of an Eved Kanani. And therefore, despite the fact that they are different, even a Toshav cannot eat Truma, as opposed to assuming that no, neither one can eat Truma because the Kinyan is exactly the same. You're right, one is longer, one is shorter, I get that. But you know what, if I have a Kinyan Lizman, so you purchase something for a week and I purchase something for a month, the quality of the Kinyan is different. The rights that you have for a month are different than the rights that I have for a week. I would argue the window, the duration is different, but the Chalos HaKinyan is exactly the same. So the Havamin is they're clearly different. What indeed is considered to be the Maskana. So that's a pretty heavy issue, no? And I would frame it as such. You know what? If I were to ask you, why is it Alach HaRsheish and Eved Ivri goes free? I think you would tell me that's very simple, no? Because what do you mean? That it was a Kinyan Lizman. Whatever Avdus is, it's a Kinyan Lizman. You know what? I make a deal with you that you can use my home for a month. Guess what? The month comes to an end. You can't use the home. Why exactly is that true? It's a matir. It's a mafgia. A matir, a mafgia. The whole thing was only lizman. The whole thing was only a king lizman. You know, Tosos writes, Beitzad Afhamad Aleph, you know? Even if you assume when Bezdin enacts a takana, Tzorach minyan acha lahatiru. You know, if Bezdin says this, and you want to go against that, you know, you have to have another Bezdin. And sometimes that Bezdin has to be gadol b'chacham or minyan. Tosos says, one thing is clear. That's not true if it's just a takana lizman. No, it's a takana lizman. Beis Din A says that, you know what, that this will only apply for a certain window of time. So when that comes to an end, you need a minyan achala hatiro. You need a minyan achala hatiro. It came to an end. It came to an end, no? That's why Tosus is so bothered. Because if the whole source of minyan achala hatiro is, heyu nechonim l'shlosha sayamim, al tik shalisha, prepare yourself 3 days for Kabbalah Satara. So why need a posuk to say, shuvu lachem lo aleichem? Now everything is mutter. Of course everything's mutter, no? The posuk said that, you know, I'll take shalisha for this. You want to make sure you're Torah at the time of Mamad Har Sinai. Good. So therefore, for several days, you know what? Separate. You need a minyan achla hatira. You need a posuk. That's Tosfos' discussion, no? You need a posuk to say, after Matan Torah, shuv lachem aleichem. Oh, so you know what Tosfos writes? A beautiful teretz, based it up, Ayman Aleph. But you know what? How do you read that posuk? That, yunachon l'shloshet, prepare yourself for 3 days, or prepare yourself for what is going to occur in 3 days. Ooh, that's pretty heavy, no? What is the pasuk saying? Prepare us, if the pasuk means prepare us for 3 days, guess what? So after 3 days, there's no iser. But if the Torah is telling, you know what, get ready for what's going to happen in a few days. You're going to be transformed. Kabbalah Satorah, Mamad Har Sinai, Kedushas Yisrael. The pasuk is not saying that it's only for 3 days. The Torah is saying that, you know what, begin the preparations now because this is what's going to happen in 3 days. So it's not obvious in the pasuk that any restriction is going to come to an end in 3 days. I'm telling you, right now, prepare yourself because this is what's going to happen. And maybe I'll say, and when it happens and you have that full Kedusha, maybe all the dinim and all the restrictions apply. Oh, so that's why you need a pasuk of Shuvu Lachem Lo'echem, and that's the source of Minyan Achal Atiro. But Tosfos says that's only if it's clear that there's no time duration. If there's a duration, you have to serve for 6 years. When 6 years is up, of course, you don't say the Cheirus. It's not that the seventh year is Matir. The seventh year is Matir. Not the seventh year is Matir. You know what? The halacha ends, You know, in some ways we treat Motzah now as like a Dorish Yesh Matir and Beis Adav Gimel. Maybe that's a Kiddush also, you know? I'll tell you, something is Muktzah on Yantif and something is Muktzah on Shabbos. Guess what? When Shabbos Yantif comes to an end, it's no longer Muktzah. It's Matir. Like there's a Matir. You know, like I make Havdalah. It's Matir. Or do you say, you know what? The Isser just runs out. Isser just runs out. Food for thought. No? Here, you have service for Sheish. So, of course, it's a relatively weak Kinyan. The grasp of the Ad on the Eved is not a Kinyan Gamor. It is only a Kinyan Lizman. And therefore, recognize that it will be Paka. Oh, so a Kinyan Lizman, I understand that, you know what, how can this person eat Truma? How can you say that he is under the dominion, the ownership of the Kohen? What do you mean? That really is not. What about when it comes to Atosha? Atosha potentially will serve much, much longer until Yovel. Why does that make a difference? Whether the Kinyan Lizman is for 7 years or this for 30 years? No. Maybe I'll tell you the following lamdos. Maybe I would argue that the Kinyan of Atosha is a Kinyan Olam, like an Eved Kanani. I, when it comes to Yovel, yeah, Yovel is Mafkia. Yovel is Mafkia. It's not that it's a Kinyan Lizman, it's a Kinyan Olam, but Yovel indeed is Mafkia. You know what? A farmer is working, whatever, his field, the field is his. Guess what? Shemitah comes. No, but Metzida Flametes. Shemitah comes. Guess what? The field's no longer yours. No, the field's no longer yours. You can't exercise typical bailus. You know what the Gemara calls that? Shvius is Afkata Demalka. The Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Like, uproots. He uproots. This field is always yours, but guess what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mafkia. It's Mafkir Bailus. Mafkir Bailus. We've discussed a couple of times already, no? Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin, Shmitas Ksofim. Now the Mordechai, no? Shmitas Ksofim means that at the end of Shmita, there's a Hafkas HaChov. The Chov is Paka. Who cares what you think, no? The Chov is Paka. What do you mean? That it's not a matter of, the Chov is Paka. The money is no longer owed. And that Mordechai is bothered, Gittin Shinpei. Why did he even have to say, Meshamet Anibach? Why does the Malva have to say, I cancel the Chov? You're not canceling the Chov. You know what? In principle, the chov is enduring, but guess what? Kadosh Baruch Hu says that there's a hafka. So maybe one could argue the following, that Shemitah is mafkia when it comes to ksafim. Shemitah is mafkia when it comes to your right of avodas hakarka. Yovel is mafkia. You know what? I bought something forever, and yovel comes and it goes back to its original owner. Oh, it's the same thing is true when it comes to avdus. When it comes to avdus, that it's a kinyan olam, but yovel is considered to be a mafkia. And that's like that stunning Shuvas HaRash now in Ayin Ches Beis, where the Rash discusses this case. What happens if, you know what, you have an Eved who's an Eved Nitsa, and all of a sudden now, Yovel is no longer Noheg. Yovel is no longer Noheg. Can the Eved really say, what do you mean, the terms of Ritzia was I was only going to serve you for 3 more years? You think I would have signed on to serving you for 30 years? But I know that Yovel is in a few years. So I was willing to go in to extend the period of Avdus for a few years. No. Ritzia means it's Kani Kinyan Olam, and Yovel is Mavgia. And if your unfortunate mazel is that there's no longer Yovel, guess what? You're Kani Kinyan Olam. And maybe that's exactly the reason the Torah describes Yovel as being Ad Olam. The Kinyan is a Kinyan, which indeed is considered to be La Olam. The Kinyan is considered to be Olam. And the interesting possibility, no? We saw, for example, that tzos about a Kinyan Chalipin, no? A Kinyan Chalipin? That you can't go ahead and be Kona an Eved Ivri with a Kinyan Chalipin. And the same is true when it comes to Matanas Lahachsir, and the same is true when it comes to Schiris Karka, no? You put together all those Chidushim Matosos now. Oh, and the tzos says there's an incredible Tzad Hashem Shabahen, and that is Chalipin means a Kinyan Mukhla. Chalipin means a Kinyan Gamur. It doesn't mean a Kinyan Lachatzayin. It doesn't mean a Kinyan Lachatzayin. Well, that's an interesting issue. So maybe ask me the following. What do you mean? You can be Kona Karka al Yedei Chalipin. That's Machlokes. You can be Kona Karka al Chalipin, and Yovel is going to be Mafkia. And Yovel is going to be Mafkia. No? Why isn't that called a Kinyan Lachatzayin? Why isn't that called a Kinyan Lachatzayin? Right? When I go ahead and I sell this to you, that's like a Kinyan, which is absolute Zman. So therefore, if the Yisod is that Chalipin is a Kinyan Mukhlat, a Kinyan Gomor, and it's not a Kinyan which is Lizman, how do you understand Chalipin when it comes to Karka? And obviously it works when it comes to Karka. L'kaim kodover. Maybe one could answer in different ways. One possibility is the Kinyan. The Kinyan is a Kinyan Olam. But Yovel is Mavgia, but the Kinyan is a Kinyan Olam. Kinyan Olam does not mean that, you know what, something can't happen that can uproot. Of course that can be. But in principle, it's not an indicator of the weakness of the Kinyan itself. So not Muchach, but I'll tell you the following Chiddush. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes the following. You acquire this person as an Eved. He owes you 6 years of service. He owes you 6 years of service. Okay? That's clear, no? And it's not just skiras polim. Of course, it's a kinyan. Zosam es evriv gufo kanoi. All of a sudden, you know what? The evid escapes. Barach. The evid escapes. Okay, you know what? He's caught. He comes back. You know what the Rambam writes? Chayiv lahashlim. Okay, he's caught. But you know what? He has to make up those missed days. He was on the run for a year. He owes those services for 6 years. So if Barach v'higia sheish, the Rambam writes, chayiv lahashlim. Okay. And then, ooh, interesting, no? The Rambam writes a chiddush. But what happens if Barach ha'eved and paga b'yovel? What happens if Barach ha'eved b'pag b'yovel? That the Rambam writes, he doesn't have to be mashlim. He's yotzi l'cheiros. Wow. Now that's a fascinating chiddush that the Rambam writes. If there's a kinyan, which is a kinyan lizman of 6 years, there's a chumra, so to speak. I owe those years. And therefore, you know what? It doesn't reckon in the years of sheish, if barach ha'eved. But yovel, what are you going to argue? Yovel is, it's something that would uproot even a kinyan olam. So pogo b'yovel, again, pogo b'yovel is not only when it comes to Ebenirza. It's even true when it comes to a sochir. Yeah, because Yovel is mafkia. If something is mafkia, even if it's kone kinyan olam, then what do you mean barach? But if something is, no, a kinyan which is kutz of lizman, oh, so that the Rambam writes, that chayiv lahashlim. So the Rambam writes, interesting, it didn't arise, distinguishing between chayiv or eno tzarech lahashlim, whether it's simply that the clock runs out, were tzarech lahashlim, it didn't run out if you didn't work. But no, if Yovel is indeed mafkia. In the case of Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi, the Smag, that is not true. And Eved Barach, even if Paga by Yovel, you still owe those years. If you were on the run for a year, good Paga by Yovel. But you owe the year. So one could understand the machlokas in different ways, but I would say clearly that distinction of the Rambam is that Yovel is mafgia. It's not a matter of did you satisfy the kinyan that the Adon had in the Eved, even if it was an absolute kinyan gamur, an absolute kinyan muchlok. Even in that case, I would say Yovel is still considered to be mafgia. So here I would tell you that clearly is the havamin of the Gemara, that I understand a sachar, which is a kinyan lizman, cannot eat truma. But what about a toshav? It's also a kinyan lizman. No. Maybe that's kani kinyan olam, but yovel indeed is mafgia. In which case, kol zman shlo baha yovel, he's allowed to go and eat truma. That's what the Gemara says that one would have assumed. Also, the pasuk has to go out of his way and tell us that the toshav is not allowed to eat truma. Why exactly is that true? Is it because our havamin is wrong? And what's true of a sachar is true of a toshav, although there's a border window of time, or does it be no, despite the fact that it's true, that it's kani kininolam, and yovel is mafkia, but nonetheless, it doesn't raise the bar of an eved kanani, which is kishoro, kichamoro, it's not considered to be part of the nechasim, the assets of the kohen himself. So that's important. Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that this Yisod of Bozev, Vildimen Alzeh, is true when it comes to Nara Bogeris, and is true when it comes to a Sachir and a Toshav. So Abai says immediately that, Midami, how in the world can you compare? You know what? A Toshav and a Sachir, you're dealing with, right? Trey Gufeninu. Does that one, can this one eat Truma? Can that one eat Truma? I understand. So you'll tell me it's not necessary? If the Torah says a toshav can't, isn't it obvious that a sachar can't? Oh, so you know what? Obvious based on what? But obvious based on a kavachomer. Here's what the Gemara tells us. What do you mean? Mil sedasi b'kavachomer. Tarach v'kosav l'kara. Okay, you know, sometimes that's true. Something that one could have derived from a kavachomer, nonetheless, tarach v'kosav l'kara. Not the Torah will go out of its way and tell us indeed that's true. So the fact that you're telling me that isn't this somewhat obvious? You have a kavachomer. You know what? Sometimes we'll argue as follows. That Torah b'kosav l'kara. We'll have to learn more about this on the Avdalim Abayis. When indeed that's true, different types of a kavachomer. No? Different types of a kavachomer. We'll have to see. Sometimes you have a kavachomer. Sometimes you have something which is called a gilui milsa. Sometimes you have a pircha, sometimes you have a yochiach, no? We'll have to read carefully the Tosas on the Dalma days, no? Okay, but something can be derived from a kavachomer. You know what? Tarach v'kasav lakra. And I'll tell you the following. We won't do this right now. We'll do this next week. No, that's not necessarily so dachuk. Because, you know, there are differences between something which is mefurish b'kra as opposed to something that a person will derive from a kavachomer. They're not necessarily exactly the same. That I would ask a kasha and say that, you know what, if I can derive this based on a kavachomer, why is it necessary for the Torah to tell me that this is true? That assumption seems to mean that, you know what, everything is level. Whether it's mefurish b'kra, whether it's a kavachomer, you know, we're good to go. We're good. That's not so obvious. That's not so obvious at all. No? Gittin dav samach, no? Give me homework for Shabbos. No? Gittin dav samach. An incredible machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, where the Rov Torah is b'chsav or the Rov Torah is b'alpeh, unusual machlokas. This is why, of course, it's so obvious that how do you learn without Rashi, right? Rashi says, Rov Torah are drashos. And this is an unbelievable issue. Now, what is the status of a drasha? Is a drasha called Torah Shabitzav or is a drasha called Torah Shabalpeh? And which drashos? And Lamay nafkamina. Whether something is called Torah Shabbat or Torah Shabbat Peh, does it really make any difference at all? Does it make any difference whatsoever? So that's a pretty heavy machlokas. another something called Torah Shebichtav, another something called Torah Shebal Peh. And the question is what is a drasha? And the answer is not necessarily one size fits all. You know what I'm going to tell you? Certain drashas can be this, and certain drashas can be that. No, that's the whole theme of the Malchokas, the Rambam, the Ramban, and Sefer Mitzvos, and Shoresh Beis. That's the whole theme. No? Where the Rambam writes, you cannot count Yud Gimel Midos as part of Tariq Mitzvos. And the Ramban is Masig. Like, why in the world not? Why in the world not? Is it so clear that there are differences between that which is Mefurish Bukra as opposed to that which is based on a drasha? That's a pretty heavy, heavy Machlokas. So I can't really assign Shorosheni, no over Shabbos. But take a look, Shorosheni, no? And take a look at Psifa Kalalas of the Prima Gadim. No, that's how he begins. He begins with Gittin Dav Sama, Gittin Dav Sama. The Prima Gadim lists six differences, and later a seventh difference between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebal Peh. That's pretty heavy, you know? Everyone agrees, Ein Adam Dan Gzeir Shava Atzma. Everyone agrees, you can't make up your own Gzeir Shava. How can you make up your own Gzeir Shava? No? You need a Masorah for Gzeir Shava, no? I'm going to say this word and this word, this word and this word. Ramban writes, Shorosheni. Any large work, the Ramban writes, any large work, you name it, is going to have a repetition of words. No? Imagine you'll be given an assignment, you know, but you can't repeat any words. No? And the assignment has to be whatever, you know, 3,000 words. That'll be very challenging. Very challenging, no? That's a Ramban, no? The Ramban writes, any large work is going to repeat words. So imagine you can be done at Gzeira Shava by yourself. You know what you'll end up being? Ramban writes, you'll end up being Sosa the whole Torah. That's the Ramban writes in Shorashim. Of course, Gzeira Shava requires a Masorah. Because every work has a repetition of words, no? Have you ever read, no? The Sefer Gula? The Sefer Gula is a Chibur the Ramban. You know the two volumes, Kisser Ramban? The first volume, Sefer Gula. So the Ramban begins with Gula and talking about Gula, and he writes, you know what? We have a Mesorah of a Gematria, of Redu, a Gematria of an Oshantem. Gematria is Gematria. Now, the Ramban then writes the same thing also. And realize Gematria requires a Mesorah. Gematria requires a Mesorah. Because imagine if you're going to start making up Gematrias without a Mesorah, Ramban writes. That's like making up a Gzeir Shava without a Mesorah, no? You know, you'll end up being Sosa the whole Torah. You know, like, yeah, the Ramban writes about Gzeir Shava in Shoresh Beis, and they're on the Sefer Gula writes about a Gematria. These are holy Gematrias because we have a Mesorah. We have a Mesorah for such a Gematria. And ask me, how many Naziris is 30 days? You know, I'll tell you because Nazir Yihyeh and Yihyeh Gematria Shloshim Yom. Don't tell me, come on. I'll say, come on. This is a Din D'oraisa, Mesorah Chazal. And be careful before you speak, you know? Like, this is a Din D'oraisa, you know? And Shor Baruch Hashem, you're going to make up Gematria. And I'm going to say, ooh, where'd you get this from? Like, what do you mean? This equals this, this equals that. That's the Ramban. You can be so sir, Kol HaTorah Kula, no? If all you're doing is like randomly, no? It's important, no? Ramban writes, what's true of Gzeir Shav is true of Gematria. It means, you know what? Mesorah. But everyone agrees, without exception, Adam Dan Kavachomer Miatzma. Everybody agrees that Gzeir Shava requires a Mesorah, and everyone agrees that Kavachomer does not require a Mesorah. And Rashi and Tosas disagree about the balance. That's Sukkot of Lamed Aleph. But everyone agrees a Gzeir Shava requires a Mesorah. Imagine a Gzeir Shava without a Mesorah. And a Kavachomer, if a Kavachomer is pure logic, you don't require a Mesorah. So realize that Nid of Kavachomer does not require a Masorah. Adam Dan Kavachomer Atzma. Yeah, but you know, that could be pretty risky, you know? Ein Achinami, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You can't give an onish based on a Kavachomer. And you know what? Maybe one of the reasons you can't give an onish based on a Kavachomer is precisely because Adam Dan Kavachomer Atzma. There is no Masorah. There is no, Rashi writes, there's Masorah, Yud Gemidos, with the exception of a Kavachomer. So I'm going to come up with my Kavachomer. You know what I'm going to say? No, that sounds pretty good. That sounds, you're going to give Misa based on the Kavachomer. You know, all of a sudden I wake up the next morning, I'll say, you know, my Kavachomer was wrong. And now what? Tchias HaMeisim? You acted on your Kavachomer. You gave Malchus on your Kavachomer. You gave Misa on your Kavachomer. How can, and Tosas debates, no? Can you give an ownership of Mammon based on a Kavachomer? Because at least Mammon is Efshe B'Chazara. You can undo it. So realize that a Kal V'Chomer is somewhat unique, and that is even without Mesorah, and maybe that's why you have to tread carefully, because you don't have a Mesorah for the Kal V'Chomer, and it pales compared to something which is absolutely Mefurish B'Kra, no? So realize, when the Gemara tells us that Mil Sadasi B'Kal V'Chomer Tarf HaKosav B'Kra, it's not so dachuk at all, no? It has a different status if Tarf HaKosav B'Kra, as opposed to just simply that this is my Kal V'Chomer. No? We'll have to see the Gemara. We'll have to revisit this. But no? That what exactly is the Gemara telling us? That Mil Sidisav Kal V'Chomer. And what happens if I have an ability to go ahead and to explain something based on a drasha? It's an important deal. But the Gemara says, look, a Toshav and a Sachir is Isav Kal V'Chomer. If a Toshav can't eat, certainly a Sachir can't eat. But Nara and Bogeres. The Gemara says the whole thing doesn't make sense. No? If she goes out when she's a Nara, there is no Yitzir when she's a Bogeres. She's no longer an Amevriya. There you can't just simply say that, what a Tarach Bakasav Bakra. If she went out already as a Bogeres, as a Nara, so when she is a Bogeres, Ma Boy Gabe. What is she doing there? Oh, so the Gemara suggests the following. All right, beggar the islands. Okay, I'll give you a case where, you know what, you can leapfrog over the status of being an Aram. That you go from a Ketana to being a Bogeres. So we discussed this, no? You leapfrog over, but an incredible machlokas. The Rambam writes that this is an exception. This is not a model. Meaning that the only time you will go from a Ketana to being a Bogeres is Islandis. And Islandis is pretty unusual. And Islandis means she's past the age of Bas Mitzvah, you know, but she doesn't have normal simanim for the next several years, the age of 20. If she will produce simani Islandis, she'll become a Bogeres. And if that doesn't happen, like no physical development at all in terms of simanim, so then later in life, when she's 35, she'll become a Bogeres. Okay? So that's unusual, right? The Rambam writes Kili, Beis, Nachas Yishus. That's a very unusual case where you can go from being a Ketana to being a Bogeres and skip over the window of Nara. And we saw, pretty unbelievable, no? The Tosus Nivamas and Dafe, that writes Bogeres is a model. Bogeres is a model of a girl who is 12 years old who does not have simanim. If she's 12 years old, she doesn't have simanim. That means that the development is somewhat slower. Islandis. But what's that great Chiddush HaTosos? That, you know what, this yesod, that you can jump from being a Ketana to being a Bogeres, is much, much more common. The real halacha is as follows. Nara is only for the 6 months from 12 to 12 and a half. That is the window of Nara. So just like in an islandess, well, obviously she's way past the 12 and a half, that's the halacha b'chalot Torah kula, that any girl that is mivia simanim after 12 and a half, when she has those simanim, she will automatically become a Bogeres. Well, that's a very, very great Yiddish, no? Where Tosfos writes, you've almost have paid that islandess is a model of delay in simanim. And the Rambam writes, no, islandess is a unique exception. But if ever the simanim are delayed, as soon as the simanim appear, you become a Nara now for the next 6 months. And then you become a Bogeres. That's a heavy, heavy machlokas when it comes to a din daraisa. So maybe very, very simply, you know what? We're talking about beggar da islandess. Wow. So therefore, she will go free at that particular time. The Gemara says the following. What do you mean? If that really then is the halach, isn't that a kavachomer? Simanim is not motzim reshus ha'av, but simanim is motzim reshus ha'adam. So bagrus, which is motzim reshus ha'av, so of course they know din that it's motzim reshus ha'adam, no? Even that is subject to a kavachomer, no? After all, when it comes to the relationship of father-daughter, simanim no, but bagrus yes? So isn't it obvious then that Bagrus is Motsia Mirshus Ha'av, and it's certainly Moshe Mirshus Adam. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that she will go free as a Bogeres. That's obvious. That again is something that was derived from a Kal Vachomer. Oh, so Mavar Rashi says the following. A very different lumdus. A very different lumdus. You know why I need a pasuk to tell me that this is true? In order to teach me Iker Zvina Dainis. Iker Zvina Dainis. Wow. That's something very heavy, no? How do you know that you can even have such a case? An Amma Ivriya of one who is an Ainis. And Tosus raises the obvious question, no? Tosus in the bottom, that what do you mean? This is all happening when she's a Ktana, no? So how do you know whether she is destined to be? How do you know indeed that that's true? No? Okay, so Tosus says, then to the Tosus, no. That lo habi zvina zvina v'tzorchadon lahachsir ma'isi adeha in the kesev, it means it will turn out. It will turn out. Ooh, that's interesting, Chiddush. No? I need a pasuk to tell me that Iker Zvina Da'ailin is that this girl can be an Amavriya. Why would you think not? Ooh, so I'll tell you the following. The Gemara says this. And how do you understand this drush of the Gemara? Now, the Gemara says, I would have said this. That Asya Simaninaros, then Zvina Zvina. One who is destined to have Simanin Aros, she can be an Am Ivriya. But if Lo Asya Simanin Aros, if that's not going to happen, she cannot become an Am Ivriya. That's what I would have said. Honestly, how reasonable is that? How reasonable is that happening? Only when you have Yitzhiya B'Simanim can you have an Am Ivriya. And if you can't have Yitzhiya B'Simanim, then you don't have the Parsha of Am Ivriya. Wow. Oh, Kamash Malan, the Yatsachinam, to tell me that, you know what, Zvina Dainas. That even though she's not going to go out with Simani Naras, nonetheless, she can be an Amivri. So here I'll tell you the same move, just like we just discussed, no? What exactly is the Havamina, and why the Havamina? This we'll have to see. Maybe I'll tell you, maybe this is Alacha B'Chalot Torah Kula. No? The Torah tells you an Amivri goes out with Simanin Arus. So the Gemara seems to be assuming like a Stani Chiddush. That's a precondition of being an Am Ivriya. Without it, you cannot be an Am Ivriya. Well, that's a Chiddush. I don't know if I would have read the Parsha that way. I would have said, you know what? There's a Parsha of Am Ivriya. And how does the Am Ivriya go out? You know what the answer is? A whole host of ways, no? A whole host of ways. One of them, it's true. One of them happens to be Simanim. The Gemara says the following. No. That's the Ikuva. The capacity to secure Cheirus through Simanin Aros is essential. And if you don't have it, you cannot be an Am Ivriya. Wow. Okay. Why is that so simple? And now I'll just compound. Kamash Malan what? Here I'll tell you, this Kamashlan can be understood in two ways. You know, one is confirming the Havamina, and one is rejecting the Havamina, no? One is because, and the other is despite, no? We just discussed this, no? Mamish, no? The Havamina is, you cannot become an Am Ivriya without Yitzhiya B'Simanim. Wow, why in the world? Kamashlan. That, no, Iker Zvina Damis. Kamashlan what? I'll tell you, Kamash Malan, one possibility is, why in the world, no? The Torah says that, you know what, that inevitably, an Am Ivriya can go out in a whole host of ways, a whole list of ways. Okay, so if you don't go out in this way, you'll go out in that way. You'll go out in Sheish, and you'll go out in Yovel, and you'll go out with Geron Kesev, and you'll go with Simanim. You don't have Simanim. Okay, so you'll go out in Sheish, and Yovel, and Geron Kesev. No, like why? No, I'll tell you another chid. No. The Havamin is true. The Torah says you go out with Simanim. If you cannot go out with Simanim, you know what? Then there is no possibility of Am Ivriya. But what do you mean? What do you mean about an islandess? You know what the answer is? The islandess goes free with simani islandess. It's not that, yes, I have amevriya where there's no possibility of shichra b'simanim. You know what the kamashlan is? You're absolutely right. If I couldn't have yisiyah b'simanim, you cannot have the parsha of amevriya. You know what the kamashlan is? That you don't have simani narus. Yeah, but you have simani islandess. And therefore, that is yitziyah b'simanim. And I will be adamant about my position that without yitziyah b'simanim, you cannot become an amevriya. Wow. That's pretty heavy. Oh, I'll tell you this. You know, Yud Aleph Med Aleph. Yud Aleph Med Aleph. Yeah. And Isha's Nitus Pekesiv, right? So, you know, no, it's a Beis Hillel says a Pruta now. Pruta and Shava Pruta. Pruta and Shava Pruta. Beis Shammai says a Dinner now. Mishnah Daf Beis. Beis Shammai says a Dinner now. So the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Med Aleph. Why in the world? Kesiv. Pruta is a Kesiv. Why in the world is Beis Shammai so insistent that it has to be a Dinner now? Where did this come from? So guess what? The Gemara has a four-way machlokas amaraim. No? What in the world is the sheet of Beis Shammai that says you need a dinar? Oh, so Abzeira says the following. What dinar? Isha makpedes al atzma. We're talking about marriage. Now, you're giving her a penny. You're giving her a nickel. Right? For marriage. Okay, the sman that does to me shivui, you know, it doesn't sound so romantic. No, you're worth 2 cents. That's the to me shivui. Isha mak peres al atzma. The Gemara raised the obvious question. Mak peres, she received the kesef kedusha. No, you say she's mak peres. She says, no, I'm really not mak peres. That's the shit of Christ. I'm not mak peres. No, you are mak peres. What do you mean? No, the Gemara says kirsha balayla of shav yishliach. She wasn't the one who received it, or was that at night? You know what's so stunning about that Gemara? That is the Gemara, no other Gemara. That's the Gemara that says you can get married at night. No? I guess you can get married at night. No? And realize that's a pretty big Kiddush. No? Maybe. The first Yom Shoh Shlomo, Masechus Ksuvus. No? B'sul Nisus Yom Ravim. Why Yom Napalaila? Other Zerua. We're going to get to a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Vav Amar Aleph. Can you have a get Balayla? Can you have a die on Balayla? The Gemara says, ooh, Vav Amar Aleph, you know what? Kol Sheni Odeb Tiv Gittin Kedushin Eisek Imahem. You know what Rashi writes? Vav Amar Aleph, Leos Dayan Badav. Ooh, Kedushin is elements of a din, a Dayan. Is it so obvious you can get married at night? No? And in certain circles, they don't have chasanas at night. In Europe, years ago. No? Oh, Yom Shoh Shlomo. You tell me, I'll have to work it out. It's Mefurash and Gemara. No? There's one line in the Gemara. What do you mean, Eishem HaPedes Al Atzma? She took the Kesef Kedushin. The answer is it was dark. No? It was dark. No, not that, you know, the shades were down. It was at night. No? Okay. So, think about that. No? Rav Zeira. Rabbi Yosef says the following. Whoa, Rabbi Yosef's also like stunning. Who says kesef means a pruta? When the Torah describes kesef, it's not kesef medina. It doesn't mean money that just circulates. It means kesef tzuri. It means the system of tzuri. These are the valuable silver coins, not just simply the coins that are used in the market. So that's why Beis Shammai says, a dinar, forget about Isha Makpedes. When the Torah speaks about a Kinyan Kesef, it means Kesef Tzuri. Well, let me skip to answer 4. That's Rava. Rava says, Shuli Abanos Yisrael Kehefker. You're going to marry a woman with a pruta. It debases the whole Kedushin. It's like the women are like, Abanos Hefker. So, you know, that we establish like a choshuva amount in order to go ahead and secure a Kesef Kedusha. Okay, what I'm interested in right now is Rish Lakish. That's Teres number 3. The Rish Lakish says what's true of an Isha is true of an Am Ivriya. What's true of an Am Ivriya is true of Ishas. And you know what? How is it that an Am Ivriya goes free? How is it that an Am Ivriya goes free? Okay, then anyway. Oh, Vehefta. Vehefta. What does that mean? Giron Kesev. Migaras mi pidyon of Yotza. Prorate. Prorate. So Rish Lakish says, how can you prorate a pruta? How can you prorate a pruta? If the chalos is paid with a large amount, so now you can have giron kesev. But if you're talking about a pruta, guess what? Guess what? You don't have giron kesev. You don't have giron kesev. So Rish Lakish says, if the Torah says vehefta, that one of the messes of Yitzia of Cheres is giron kesev, obviously it means that you're dealing with an amount that there's a possibility of giron kesev. And without that, you can't become an Am Ivriya. You can't become an Am Ivriya. Wow. So the Gemara now in Daf Yud Aleph Madei says, why do you say that that's so true? I'll tell you the following. No? That was Rish Lakish. Chizki responded and said the following. What do you mean? So I'll tell you this. In normal circumstances, Heichid Yav Dinar, if you're buying an Eved, you're probably buying an Eved for thousands of dollars. So then, Tigrat Pruta, you can have Giron Kesev. But maybe Ein Achinami, if you bought an Eved for a Pruta, so Lo Tigrat Klal, so you can't have Giron Kesev. Like, Giron Kesev is essential. The Torah says, one of the ways you go through is for Giron Kesev. Shoshak is obviously, we're talking about a large amount of money. Chizki says, no, but you buy an Eved for a large amount of money, there's Giron Kesev. And if you bought an Eved for a minimum, this Eved is so difficult, this Am Ivriya is so difficult, he's happy to get this Eved Rama off of her hands, even for a pruta. So you won't have Giron Kesev, because you purchased with a base amount. No? So, I guess Rish Lakish says that you need Giron Kesev. You need Giron Kesev. And you can't even envision the possibility of being Kohen and Am Ivriya. And what's true of Am Ivriya, Drasha, is true when it comes to Nisha. You need the possibility of Giron Kesev. And I no longer have the option of saying, so you won't go out with Giron Kesev. So you'll go out with Simanim, and you'll go out with Shanim, and you'll go out with Yovel. But guess what? So you won't go out with Giron Kesev. You know what the answer is? No, no. What do you mean? There are many other ways you go free, no? Sheish and Yovel, Giron Kesev. Misasa Adon, you'll go free? No? No, no, no. The answer is no. You know what Rish Lakish is assuming? In order to have, the chalos, the parsha of Am Ivriya, you know what you need? Kol hadvarim haksuvim b'parsha. No? You need every possibility of Yitzia. You need every possibility of Yitzia. The fact that I have five but I don't have the sixth, you know what? That's a real problem. That's a real problem. So, I would turn to Rish Lakish and say, Kedushin Daf Yud Beis Menalev. No? That was Yud Alef Menalev, Yud Alef Beis, now Yud Beis Menalev. How in the world do you know that? Because you don't have Yitzia A, so therefore you can't have Am Ivriya, so you go with everything else. So you know what Rish Lakish answers? Dum Yediyud. Dum Yediyud. Don't you agree? This is a Gemara Daf Yuches. Don't you agree that ain avia rishai lamachra lekrovim? Don't you agree that the adon cannot be a karov to the mivriya where yield is impossible? Wow! Don't you agree? When we speak about amivriya, that's a step. That's a stage toward yield. Don't you agree that the possibility of yield is absolutely, absolutely necessary? Let's assume the attempt is to go ahead and to sell her to an adon who she can't marry. Don't you agree that the possibility of yield is absolutely critical? Absolutely critical. Oh, so you know why that's so critical? Maybe one could have argued, maybe there's something about avdus and yield that is so inherently linked. All right, we'll have to talk about that, no? A Gemara Daf Yotes, no? Maybe the most harishonos are lekedushin inhu. Maybe the whole demei avdus is for the purpose of you. Okay? Or no? Or maybe this represents something which is much broader. And that is that the Torah tells me the following, that you know what? You have this chalos, you have this institution. But this institution results in possibility A, B, C, or D. Yeah, it's all or nothing. If you can't do A or B or C or D, well, don't say, fine, just go with everything else that you have. So that's mefurish when it comes to yield. If there's no possibility of yield, you cannot have amivriya. Oh, that's daf yud ches. And, daf yud af, daf yud beis. What happens if you acquire an amivri with a pruta? There's no possibility of growing keser. Chizki is not so bothered by that. Reish Lakish says, that's essential. You cannot have amivri without Giron Kesef, and therefore it's clear that a prut is not good enough. And what's true of Amivri also is considered to be true of Ishus. Well, that's something which is pretty heavy. And here I'll tell you that should be then the shakl v'tai of our Gemara. What is true of Yud, what's true of Giron Kesef, you know what I'm going to tell you, is true of Simanim. Is true of Simanim. So if I didn't have a pasuk, I would have said that an islandist who cannot go out with Simanim cannot become an Amivriya. Just like he can't become an Amivriya if there's no possibility of yield. And he can't become an Amivriya like Reish Lakish, not possible to grow Kesa. So that's exactly the Chiddush of the Pasuk. To tell us the Iker Zvina da islandist. You can become an Amivriya even if you're an islandist. What does that do with our whole construct? That no, you need kol hadram haksuvim b'parsha? Yeah, that'll tell you is al this chakira. No? Why is it that you can become an ame ivriya without simanin arus? Is it because who says you need kol hadram haksuvim b'parsha? And if that's true, you're going to have to explain to you differently. Or maybe we're going to argue, well, of course you still have yitzia b'simanin. You still have Yitzhak Bissim. It has to be Simanin Arus. An Amma Ivriya is Yotze Bissimanim. Typically, it's Simanin Arus. If for whatever reason you don't have Simanin Arus, it's Simanin Islandis. But she is indeed Yotze. But I maintain my premise that you require Kol Hadram Aksuvim, Aksuvim Aparsha. That's a pretty heavy issue. You know, to what extent indeed that's true. I'll tell you the following. This is, I'll give you a chance to take a look at the Mishnah Bechoros and the Ben Chisvinach, the Brisk Rav. Now, the Mishnah Bechoros says the following. Mitzvahs yield kodemes la mitzvahs pidiyah. Mitzvahs yield kodemes la mitzvahs pidiyah. There's an Amei Vriya. One possibility is you. The other possibility is Adiyah should go free Aide Pidyo, Aide Geron Kesef. The mitzvah of you take preference over the mitzvah of Pidyo. That's like interesting, no? That there's a mitzvah spidya. A mitzvah spidya. You'll tell me, yeah, take a look at the Sefer Achinuch. In Mitzvah Mem Dalet, guess how that's titled? No? Mitzvahs Pidyon Amma Ha'ivriya. Mitzvahs Pidyon Amma Ha'ivriya. The Minchas Chinuch is bothered by a couple of kashas, no? But you have to think about these, no? What do you mean Mitzvahs Pidyon Amma Ha'ivriya? Number one, it's a mitzvah. And this is one of the ways, this I would say is a din, it's a halacha, this is one of the ways that she goes free. And guess what? If the Adon refuses to allow her to go free, no, he said, Gazlan daraisa. No? Like what? He goes free. She goes free in many different ways. What does it mean a mitzvah? And the Menchasin is bothered by the following also. Mitzvahs pidyon ama ivriya. What do we have against the Eved Ivri? No? There's no pidyon when it comes to an Eved Ivri. I would have said mitzvahs pidyon ha'eved. Not Eved Kanani, ha'eved. Mitzvahs pidyon Eved Ivri, Amo Ivriya. Why is it that it's a mitzvahs pidyon of an Amma Ivriya. An Amma Ivriya. What? The pidyon of an Amma Ivriya is different than the pidyon of an Eved Ivri. Why am I so specific, Amma Ivriya? And why in the world is this a mitzvah? If the Adon refuses to allow his Eved to go free, whether it's Sheish or Yovel or Geron Kesef or Simanim, that's Shalom Kedin. So he's withholding her or him illicitly. Why is that even called? Call the mitzvah, no? So take a look at Menachas Sinah, take a look at Briskara, Bechoros and Afid.
Yeah, basically, one of the basic.